Chapter 9. A Dozen Years of Earthing, Clint Ober's Observations. Since 1998, I have been invited into the homes of probably several thousand people and reconnected them to the Earth. I have grounded newborns, kids, young adults, midlifers, seniors and centenarians, and individuals deathly ill for whom the medical system had no more fixes to offer. Some understood what I was doing, most didn't. They just understood later that they felt better and had less pain. Earthing produces an amazing grassroots ripple. Can you please do this for my mother or sister or father or friend? I've heard that many times from people who suffered for years with severe pain. Anyone who goes from pain to less pain or no pain, from fatigue to energy, from lack of mobility to more mobility, wants all their loved ones and friends to feel the same way. Oh my God, they will say. I didn't have to do anything. I didn't have to change my diet or exercise or take a pill. Just go to sleep. That's what one tells the other, and so the news of earthing has spread. One woman with MS, who suddenly felt like a new person after grounding herself, told me she wanted to start a barefoot revolution and get everybody grounded. I remember one case in which I grounded a mother at the request of her daughter, whom I had previously grounded. The older woman had suffered from chronic pain in the hips for more than 10 years. I placed 2 grounded electrode patches on her feet. After about 20 minutes or so, she said she had to get up to go to the restroom, so I took the patches off. As she raised herself off the chair, she let out a scream. I got a real scare. I thought something had gone wrong. No, she said, my pain is gone. Dramatic as that sounds, I've heard it many times over the years. It is simply a common refrain of people being reconnected to the earth after being disconnected perhaps for a whole lifetime. The degree of gratification I have had seeing people lose their pain and feel better is beyond description. This is what has kept me going every day on an adventure that has been exhausting, challenging, and at times quite lonely. My joy has trumped the fatigue and time involved in trying to educate people about earthing. Again and again, I have witnessed sick and pasty faces turn warm and pink within minutes after someone is connected to the earth. After all these years, it is clear beyond any doubt that earthing is safe, and that many conditions and symptoms respond positively to the natural energy of the earth. It is also clear to me that this connection with the earth is the missing link for restoring red-bloodedness, hardiness, and health back into a society where the level of all those has been plunging in recent years. I strongly believe also that earthing is not just to remedy health issues already present, but to assist our bodies in staying healthy. I have come to think of this as about the most natural form of prevention and anti-aging medicine you can find. Neither I nor the researchers and doctors I have worked with over the years have a full understanding of the depth of physiological changes that occur with earthing. The research is barely 10 years old. I feel we are scratching the surface of a great new paradigm that hopefully others with greater resources will be inspired to explore. This I do know. Consistently reconnecting with the earth restores a natural source of energy to your body that has been missing in your life. This missing energy may be the core cause of chronic inflammation and pain in your body, a malfunctioning nervous system, or some unresolved personal health issue. When you reconnect and stay reconnected, all kinds of wonderful things happen. My observations over the years attest to a seemingly boundless potential for earthing to help prevent and alleviate both common and uncommon health issues. Common symptoms that improve. In general, people feel a greater sense of well-being when they are grounded. The sicker the individual, the more striking the gains. Older folks rapidly feel the spark of improved circulation and energy. Color, vitality, and outlook on life are transformed. Swollen joints and varicose veins subside. Some with many health issues are frequently different people after just a week or two of earthing. Sure, they will still have those same issues, but they are getting better. One or more sources of pain are being reduced. They are becoming more functional. Often they have told me, "I have my life back again." Many women with menstrual issues have confided to me, a man and a stranger in their lives, that their periods are smoother after they started earthing. I was once speaking at a health conference and was having a chat with a doctor and his wife afterward. I noticed that the wife had a painful look on her face. I asked her if she was okay. She said openly that it was PMS. I asked her if she would let me see if grounding could help her. I sat her down nearby where I was demonstrating earthing and applied a grounded electrode patch for 15 minutes on the palm of her hand. At the end of that time, she had a different look on her face. She said most of her discomfort had cleared up. The next day, the doctor called me to say that his wife had felt so good that she was exercising on the mini trampoline in their home. Usually, he said, she was down for a week. Women in midlife often describe less discomfort from typical hormonal swings with grounding. The main thing I have seen with children is a rapid calming effect. After grounding, parents are usually quite eager to have them traipsing around barefoot in the backyard. Nowadays, the first thing a kid will do in the morning is put on his or her shoes, and the last thing at night is take them off, so they are ungrounded pretty much all the time. And this contributes, I believe, to a lot of the new health and emotional problems that kids have today. Many experts are saying that kids need to get out in nature more and are healthier and better adjusted if they do so. Stress levels fall within minutes of seeing green spaces, one authority said. I second that, and I would add one more thing. Whether you go out into the countryside or your own backyard, go out barefooted. Wherever safe and possible, the stress level will drop even more. Earthing helps circulation. That's obvious to me from seeing countless grey faces brighten up with colour from better blood flow. The first thing I've noticed within minutes with a lot of people is a change in their colour. There's more colour in their face or extremities. If the extremities are cold, they tend to warm up. There's something going on down there. People have often told me after 10 or 15 minutes. People who sleep grounded are calmer, more energetic, and less stressed during the day. They wake up with less stiffness and soreness in the morning. People with asthma and other respiratory ailments like bronchitis and emphysema breathe better. I've seen this often with children who have asthma. Headaches often become less intense and frequent, and sometimes go away altogether. If you have heartburn, go outside and plant your feet on the ground for 20 minutes and see what happens. Heartburn and acid reflux benefit from grounding. Earthing has a stabilizing effect on the nervous system. One striking example of the healing potential on the nervous system was described to me by an acupuncturist who reported that after sleeping earth for a year, the mild and infrequent partial seizures she'd had for 15 years seem to have stopped. If you have constipation, grounding may make you regular. It has done so for many people. Some individuals have told me they were able to discontinue having to take laxatives. I have seen many people with debilitating arthritis who have dramatically improved. I saw this right from the very start. For individuals who are bedridden, a grounded bedsheet can reduce or eliminate bed sores. Hospitals need to ground their patients. Eczema and psoriasis improve. So does dry skin and dry, itchy eyes. Food and pollen allergies improve and sometimes even clear up. Faulty immune systems seem to work better. By connecting with the earth, it's as if you press a button on the immune system, like on a computer, that switches disabled to enabled. I know this from first-hand experience. Years ago, when my kids were growing up, they would bring every virus and bug home from school, and I would inevitably catch what they got. In the 12 years since I became grounded, I've had a few colds, but that's about it. I used to suffer from pollen allergies, with a particular sensitivity to juniper. When the junipers blossomed, I would have difficulty breathing for weeks. Certain foods would cause red blotches on my throat. If I ate strawberries, I would break out with something like hives. Oranges gave me canker sores. There were long stretches of time when I was living off drugstore allergy remedies just to be somewhat comfortable. One doctor told me to stop eating wheat and grains with gluten. I don't have any of that anymore. I eat everything. I don't have any problem with juniper or pollens. How fast does earthing work? There is no guarantee that you will have an overnight healing like some of those people in the stories you will soon read about. It may take a while. You won't know until you give it a chance and do it and stay with it. But I'll tell you this. I have seen plenty of people near death make comebacks that surprised their doctors, or who experienced a better quality of life before they passed away. And people who stay grounded just don't get sick, or as sick as they might normally do. They heal and their energy comes back faster. People who ground themselves usually say they feel better within an hour, in many cases 20 minutes, whether they are walking or sitting barefooted, or are connected to the earth through a bed or floor pad, sheet, electrode patch, or grounded shoes. The research shows instant changes in physiology and significant improvements in the body's electrical activity inside a half hour or 40 minutes. I have seen some people with tension headaches have rapid relief within 5 minutes. Others, such as someone with a chronic condition like arthritis, may take a half hour or so to notice some level of pain relief. But relief of pain and symptoms in varying degrees, and depending upon what condition is involved, is a common response. The speed at which this occurs also varies from person to person. Relief can be significant, overnight, gradual, total, or partial. I have found that lasting changes in stress, sleep, pain, and body rhythms occur when people are connected to the earth for longer periods of time on a continual basis. Nighttime sleep, when the body is most receptive to healing, appears to be an ideal time for earthing. What better time for a healing treatment when it occurs effortlessly while you sleep? When you stop, you lose the benefits. If you have chronic inflammation and you ground yourself for a period of time, like weeks or months, and then stop, the body will usually, sooner or later, revert back to its previous ungrounded status. I have seen this regression happen with people and animals alike. Many people report that the effects of earthing continue with longer use. It is important not to give up too soon. You are plugging yourself into an energy source that humans have evolved with for millions of years. It is part of nature's design. Your body's electrical system that controls every cellular function will function better when you supply it routinely with what it evolved on. Earthing and medication. Earthing improves the way the body functions in so many ways, and it may, as a result, influence the requirement for medication. A number of people have told me they have been able to reduce their dosage. I advise them, as I do anyone, that if you are involved in any medical treatment program, it is best to inform your doctor about grounding. It is highly unlikely that he or she will have any knowledge of earthing. This is also relatively new. If this is your situation, you may want to show them this book. In any case, be alert to any symptoms that might reflect a medication overdose. Earthing doesn't interfere with medication, but your doctor may need to adjust the level you are taking. When undergoing routine medical testing, be alert to possible and surprising improvements in your results. Be sure your doctor addresses any changes that occur. Some results may indicate improved functioning and suggest lowering a dosage or even eliminating a medication. In my experience, grounding can influence thyroid function. Individuals taking thyroid medication should watch for any developing signs of excess dosage. A number of women on thyroid told me they began to experience heart palpitations, a sign of excess thyroid. Once their doctors reduced the dosage, the symptom vanished. The message I gather from these situations is that earthing may help thyroid function. Another example is Coumadin, a widely prescribed blood thinner. commonly used in the treatment of patients with cardiovascular conditions. Earthing reduces inflammation, including inflammation on the blood. Inflamed blood is thicker blood, and it's a risk factor for clotting and cardiovascular events. I have seen many people with heart disease benefit from grounding, and our research indicates that earthing may be extremely beneficial for the heart and blood flow, for instance, by reducing blood thickness and changing in a positive way the bioelectrical dynamics of the blood. I don't really know any contraindications for grounding. After all, what's involved is nothing more than being barefoot on the earth. However, when it comes to something as critical as Coumadin, we have no direct investigational experience. For this reason, if you are someone taking Coumadin, you should first get your doctor's approval before grounding yourself. If you do decide you would like to ground yourself, it may be prudent to do so for shorter periods in the beginning, such as walking barefoot in the park, or grounding yourself for a few hours in the evening while you watch TV. As you ground yourself and slowly increase your exposure, monitor your situation and blood more frequently so as to determine if your dosage needs to be lowered. Ground with caution and have your doctor regularly and carefully check your blood. Earthing and detoxification. Some people suffering with chronic inflammation, fibromyalgia, fatigue, anxiety, and depression, or who are taking many pharmaceutical drugs, may feel malaise or flu-like symptoms when they initially ground themselves at night. They may, of course, actually have the flu, which has nothing to do with the effects of earthing. But if not, it is very likely that the grounding has triggered a detoxification response in the body and promoted the release of toxins. As toxins pass through and out the system, a positive process, you could feel as if you had a flu, with perhaps some nausea or even diarrhea. When this happens, it may be advisable to cut back on the grounding and start with perhaps an hour a day and then slowly increase the time. The tingling sensation. People sometimes report feeling a tingling sensation in their body the first few times they are grounded at night. It is not unpleasant, and don't worry, you are not being electrocuted. You are simply feeling the earth's natural healing energy coming into your body. The tingling is related to the initial re-energizing, resynchronizing, and normalizing effects that this transfer of energy generates. The sensation usually diminishes and goes away after a few sessions of earthing. It may be felt again once the individual resumes earthing after stopping for some time. Sometimes the energy can create a feeling of achiness in parts of the body that are compromised. For instance, in the legs and feet of patients with diabetes who have poor circulation. As the extremities become energized, the experience initially may be felt as achiness or as fleeting cramps. The male connection. A number of men have described having better erections as a result of sleeping grounded. This might be a byproduct of improved circulation. Older men may also experience fewer trips to urinate at night, due likely to reduction of prostate inflammation and deeper sleep. Earthing is dose-related. The longer you are able to ground yourself in your daily life, the more stable, energetic, and robust your body functions, and the greater your ability to heal. Some people describe symptoms disappearing or improving dramatically after just a few nights of sleeping grounded. Others say that symptoms and energy improve gradually and then reach a plateau and stay at that level as long as they continue grounding themselves. Some, after sleeping grounded through the night, will comment at midday that they felt better, had more energy, or less pain when they awoke, but now they don't feel as good. As far as this last example is concerned, my experience indicates that the person simply needs to be grounded longer. The more time, the better. This point was demonstrated dramatically in the case of one young woman who suffered with lupus, an autoimmune disease. She experienced substantial reduction of her symptoms when sleeping grounded for up to 8 hours a night. She wanted to feel even better, so she used a grounded floor pad and desk pad at her computer workstation and was able to often log up to 8 hours more of earthing. Her forearms were in contact with the desk pad as she worked, and she took off her shoes while at her desk. The additional hours made a big difference. In her case, earthing during sleep was good, but 16 hours of earthing throughout the whole day was super good. The whole thing goes back to nature and the way our body was designed. We evolved in a grounded state, pretty much 24/7. If you sleep grounded, that's wonderful. That means, though, that your immune system is still in an ungrounded state for 16 hours a day. I believe that if you can extend your hours of earthing, you stand to benefit even more, particularly if you have serious health issues. Many individuals have told me about quantum leaps of improvement after extending their grounding hours into their active day. Earthing really has a dose-related effect. The longer you do it, the better. Dale Teplitz, a health researcher who has worked with me on several of the studies and introduced earthing to many people, uses a food analogy to help illustrate this point. People who eat junk food their entire life are depleted of many essential nutrients, she says. Their health suffers as a result. If all of a sudden they eat one healthy meal, they can't expect to have lasting benefits. But if they continue to eat healthily, over time the body gradually takes those elements and creates a healthier person. We humans have been disconnected from the earth our whole lives. We are depleted of the health-sustaining energy of the earth. As with healthy eating, the longer we reconnect with the earth, the more our body responds with improved health. One single dose of walking on a sandy beach or sitting barefoot in your backyard will make you feel good for a while, but the effect won't last long. It's another thing if your living situation allows you to pursue those activities on a daily basis. Similarly, if you sleep grounded one night, you will sleep better that night and feel more rested in the morning. But if you can routinely sleep grounded, you are giving your body a major boost, a rock-solid foundation for maintaining health, and a weapon for combating illness. And beyond that, some people will benefit still more from additional hours of grounding, particularly individuals with chronic inflammatory disorders. Many people have asked over the years if it is harmful to get too much of the earth's energy when grounded. The question is understandable, but there is no evidence of getting too much. To me, it's like asking if a tree is getting too much of the earth that it is rooted to. We evolved on the earth, and all our ancestors lived with around-the-clock connections to the earth. It's totally natural to be connected to the earth, and I think unnatural and unhealthy not to be connected. Our body knows exactly what to do with what the earth provides for us. When we connect to the earth, the amount of electrons we absorb and utilize is governed by the amount our body needs to balance the bioelectrical state of our body. It is always in the perfect amount. It restores the body's most natural state. I believe that maximum benefits will come when individuals live grounded around the clock or for a good chunk of a 24-hour period. Our modern world, however, has become largely plasticized and insulated, keeping us separated from the Earth's healing energy. Hopefully, in the near future, we will re-evolve into a grounded society through access to conductive homes, offices, schools, bedding, furniture, and footwear. Our contemporary fast-paced lifestyle, filled with chronic stress, poor eating choices, and lack of physical activity, has created a sick society. Enjoyment of life is eroded. Personal and governmental resources are hemorrhaged. Earthing doesn't stop the bad habits, but it offers a natural remedy for halting some of the bleeding and the suffering. It's not a do-it-once-and-you-are-cured thing, nor is it a cure-all. Rather, it is a safe, effective, new-old paradigm that truly deserves thorough exploration and exploitation as a primary health and healing tool. Chapter 10. Feedback. What people say about earthing. Thousands of people have experienced earthing. We have invited some of them to share their personal stories in their own words, including doctors and patients, to provide a sampling of the broad and frequently dramatic potential of earthing. Earthing ambassadors. One of the longtime enthusiasts of earthing is Jim Healy, a leading pioneer in the research, development, and distribution of cutting-edge monitoring, diagnostic, and therapeutic technologies used by doctors and hospitals. Here is his story. I've been in the medical instrumentation field for half a century. In the late 1960s, I started a company specializing in the inspection and upgrading of electrical equipment in hospitals to ensure that the equipment was properly grounded. If not, disturbances or spikes in the electrical current might create a life-threatening shock in a patient connected to a piece of equipment. It was all about grounding the equipment to prevent potential shock. Nobody ever thought that directly grounding a patient could be beneficial. When I first heard about earthing, it made real sense to somebody like me. Clint Ober demonstrated the concept by putting a grounded electrode patch on my leg. The leg was chronically achy. Within 20 minutes, it felt much better. I then started sleeping on grounded sheets. I noticed quickly that I slept better and all the aches and pains that come with aging improved as well. I then began to think of how I could help people close to me. One person I thought of was a friend's daughter who had multiple sclerosis. The results she got from sleeping grounded were unbelievable. She told me she was now able to get up in the morning without her usual aches and pains. Sometime afterwards, she came over to see me. She had been on vacation for a month. She said she hadn't taken her grounded sheet with her and was still feeling great, saying, "As good or better than before when I was sleeping on it." Now, back at home and sleeping on the grounded sheet, she wasn't feeling any difference. She wasn't sure the sheet was working anymore. I was curious. I asked where she went on vacation. She said Baja, California. She and her boyfriend had rented a cottage on the beach. More questioning on my part revealed that for most of the month, she never wore shoes. She walked on the sand. She went swimming and snorkeling. "That's the whole point," I told her. "You were grounding yourself every day, walking barefoot on the earth, swimming in salt water. That's super grounding." "Is that the same thing?" she asked. "Absolutely," I told her. "There is nothing magical about the grounded sheet or the bed pad connected to a wall plug or ground rod. It's all about getting back to nature and reconnecting to the earth one way or another. You get the same effect barefoot on the beach or in the park or your backyard garden, or sleeping on a grounded bed pad. The more hours you do it, the better." She then wanted to know if earthing might help her mother, who had painful rheumatoid arthritis, particularly in her knees. Her mother, she said, put two Advils on her nightstand every night. When she woke up in the morning, she would take the pills, wait an hour or so until they went to work in her body, and then finally get out of bed. Otherwise, her legs hurt too much. I heard back that after a couple of days of sleeping grounded, her mother wasn't taking the pills anymore. She was getting up in the morning without pain, and needless to say, was very happy about it. Now her husband, who was my friend, is a medical professional and a real skeptic. He was observing all this and seeing how it had helped his wife and daughter. He was very surprised about their improvement, and then reluctantly told me his own story. He had had a bad left shoulder for years, and because of the pain, only slept on his right side. After sleeping for a while on the grounded sheet that his wife had put on the bed, he noticed that he was now sleeping on his left side without any pain. Then there's the story of an acupuncturist in town. One day, she and I were talking. She said she hadn't been riding her bicycle lately because of pain in one foot. She had treated herself but hadn't gotten any relief. So I gave her some electrode patches with a ground connection and said to give it a try. The following day, she called all excited. She couldn't believe it. Her pain was gone. So she then invited some of her patients to sit grounded for a half hour with an electrode patch attached to wherever they had pain. She wasn't charging them for it. The women were coming in 3 times a week, sitting there and getting pain relief. I told the acupuncturist that if they would just walk barefoot in their gardens for the same amount of time, they would get the same results as they would in her office. There is nothing magical about the current in the wire coming out of the wall. Most people just don't understand the simplicity of grounding. I also gave a bed pad to one of my company directors, a man who suffers with multiple sclerosis. He was also a skeptic. I asked him about it a couple of weeks later, and he shrugged it off, saying he gave the pad to his daughter who had some aches and pains. He said he felt he was too far gone to get any help. A week later, he said his daughter had given it back to him, and he decided to try it anyway. He had slept with it for 3 or 4 nights, and he said he couldn't believe the results, and that much of his pain was gone. He was walking better, his legs didn't collapse as often. He still has MS, but his symptoms are greatly reduced. He walks without as much pain and is much more comfortable. The most benefits for the least amount of work. David Wolf, 39, San Diego, speaker and author on healthy lifestyle. Personally, I've seen 3 surprising changes after I started earthing 2 years ago. The first was the disappearance of a stubborn remnant of an infection, likely one of those antibiotic-resistant staph infections. I developed the infection on my big toe about 8 years ago and battled it for a couple of years, down to 1 lump that looked like scar tissue. Occasionally it would bother me. I used all the healing tools at my disposal and even asked for help from some health professionals I know, but I couldn't eliminate it. Then I started using a grounded floor pad as I worked on my computer or on the telephone. Within 2 days, the lump was gone, like magic. Similarly, I had a very sensitive tooth for about 25 years. I had cracked it at age 14. The tooth was sensitive to cold water and any kind of sugar or sweetener. If I chewed down on a small hard object like a seed and it pressed against the tooth, there would be a jolt of pain. After a few months of earthing, I noticed the sensitivity disappeared. The biggest change health-wise has been with my allergies. As a kid, they were completely disruptive. I was extremely sensitive to cats and pollen, especially ragweed. Exposure could incapacitate me for 2 or 3 days. In pollen season, my lungs would fill with mucus and fluid. I would get intense itchiness in my eyes, ears, and back of the throat. The allergies have gotten better over the years as I have improved my nutrition. But earthing has been like the coup de grace. I've gone through 2 pollen allergy seasons now without any problem, no symptoms. If I go into a house where a cat resides, I'm good for about an hour. Before, I couldn't even go into the house. Besides the changes in me, I have seen and heard pretty amazing things when other people are grounded. One woman who came to one of my health seminars was in obvious pain. She was sitting in the front row, and I could see her discomfort written on her face. I went over and asked her about it. She said she suffered with back pain for 20 years. I had a grounding pad with me. I connected it into a wall outlet, and she put it inside her blouse against her back. 1 hour and 20 minutes later, when I finished my talk, her face had totally changed. She couldn't believe what had happened. She said her pain was gone. I was shocked. Everybody in the room was shocked. Pretty much everybody who sleeps grounded say they sleep better. One interesting feedback I've gotten from a number of people is that they feel different when they work grounded at their computers. They describe the feeling with words like comfort, security, and safety. A few of them have said they actually don't like working at a computer anymore unless they are grounded. In my work as a health educator and speaker, I focus on what's natural, good for healing, and good for people in general. I'm also very much attuned to what is the least amount of work that somebody can do and get the most benefits. That's the number one consideration for me, because in the health world, people want to get the most benefits for the least amount of work. Well, it became clear to me after about 1 month of earthing that this was it. Earthing gives you the most benefits for the least amount of work of anything I've ever seen. There is no work. The Anti-Aging Connection. Arvid Belden, PhD, 90, California, retired clinical psychologist. I've been sleeping grounded pretty regularly for more than 8 years. Within a year, I realized that I wasn't going to doctors like I used to. My hands and hip hurt me less from arthritis. I also noticed that my mind seems to be clearer, and I seem to have more energy and stamina. After a year, I had a checkup with my doctor, and he commented that he was amazed at my excellent health given my age. Now, after all these years of continued earthing, I can't say I've reversed the aging process. I still have the arthritis, but I don't need to take any medication for it. In fact, I don't take a single medication for anything. I feel darn good for somebody who is 90, My energy is great. I still do a lot of yard work, including tree pruning, and I've had my share of cuts, scrapes, and even falls. I was out a few weeks ago on my recumbent three-wheeler bike, and I took a fall. I banged myself up, but didn't break anything, and I healed up nice and quick. Same thing with the yard work. None of the cuts ever get infected, even though I don't put any topical medicine on them. My sleep has definitely been better ever since I started this. If I wake up at night, it seems like after a minute or so, I'm back sleeping again. Catherine Van Hatten, 71, Brentwood, California, massage therapist, acupressurist. I've been working and sleeping grounded for 5 years. I still work a full day, and the only way I can do that at my age, without going home exhausted, is to stand barefoot on a floor pad that is grounded while I give my massages. If I don't use it, I can do maybe one or two massages daily. If I work on the pad, I can work a full day, meaning 4, 5, or even 6 massages. Moreover, my clients receive the benefit, because for the whole hour that they're on the table, I'm bringing free electrons to them through the pad, my body, and my hands, so they are grounded as well. A new client once told me she never had such a good night's sleep in her life as she did after the massage. Ever since I have been working grounded, my clients tell me routinely that they experience a higher level of energy afterward for an extended period of time. I'm also an acupressure therapist, so between that and my massage, my hands and wrists are working hard with a lot of pressure. Until I grounded myself, I quite often experience fatigue and muscle pain. I feel that the regeneration from sleeping grounded and also working while standing on a grounded floor pad is really giving me extra years to work. In my profession, there's a tremendous amount of burnout because the work is very physical. You use a lot of energy. I've been at this for 24 years, and even if I go home tired now, I go to bed, sleep on the bed pad, and get up and I'm ready to go. My husband has experienced the same thing. He stopped snoring the first night he was on the pad. We have been able to sleep fabulously. Arthritis. Howell Runyon, PhD, 76, Stockton, California, former professor of neurophysiology. I have rheumatoid arthritis involving my hands, shoulders, lumbar area, and lower extremities. There is nothing going to remove this disorder. It is progressive and degenerative. I've had the condition for 8 years or so, and it has been slowly progressing. I take a lot of medication to manage this and some other problems. A friend, for whom I have a lot of respect, told me about earthing at night, and I tried it and noticed there was a tremendous difference. I thought at first it was just my imagination. I stopped using it. The condition got worse again, so I tried it again, and I felt better. Nevertheless, I still thought it might be my imagination. But it wasn't my imagination. It did make a difference, a significant decrease in discomfort. It became clear to me that when I don't sleep grounded, I don't feel as good as when I do. I get up the next morning feeling much more refreshed. If I don't use it for several days, I can tell the difference. I feel worse. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 10 is so bad that you wish you had something to blow your brains out, my pain level, without sleeping grounded, is often around 8. Sleeping grounded, the level may be about 5. This is not a cure, but it certainly helps, and the difference makes it worth doing. I believe there is a slowing of deterioration. For anyone who suffers from rheumatoid arthritis, I recommend this simple, effective procedure of sleeping on a grounded sheet as an aid to significant pain reduction. It works. Autism. Ron Petruccioni, 44, Anaheim, California, businessman. My daughter, Rosanna, 14, was diagnosed with moderate autism. Her condition presents itself mostly as an expressive and receptive language disorder. She often cannot produce the words fast enough and stumbles or mumbles her speech. I sometimes have to tell her, "What did you say? Slow down." Or in new situations and social environments where she is having some anxiety, she might mix up her tenses and switch inappropriately from first to third person when speaking about herself or others. Rosanna has slept on a grounded bed pad since early 2008. We also placed a grounded desk pad at her computer, where she spends an hour or two each day. Within about a month after being grounded, I started to see her calmer. Her speech became more understandable. That alone has been a great improvement and stress reliever for both of us. There was less frustration showing. The anxiety wasn't there. Occasionally, I will have to tell her to slow down, but not nearly as much as before. She has also been sleeping better. She's been easier to wake up. Over the years in school, there has been an aide or teacher's assistant assigned to monitor her. Within a short period of time after Rosanna was grounded, the aide noted in her logbook that my daughter participates more actively in the class. Lunch with the kids was more enjoyable for her, and the other kids were engaging her more. This makes me so happy. These are subtle things that can't be determined by a lab test. Rosanna is now in the 8th grade, in a mainstream class, and for the first time, there is nobody assigned to keep an eye on her. This is a big deal. She seems happier, more confident, with a little higher self-esteem. She has continued to slowly, smoothly, and surely improve. Everyone involved in this disorder knows that autism is a marathon, not a sprint. But what happened in a couple of months and has continued is a miracle for me. A cloud has lifted a bit, and I can think ahead to high school, maybe college, and to see her become a productive member of society. That's a possibility. High school is a given now. There's hope, and that's huge. What I really like about this is that it is so very easy to use. With the autistic community, it's often very hard to find something effective. This is not about how many supplements you can get down them or rubbing on some cream. You just put a grounded pad on a bed, and there are real therapeutic benefits for hardly any cost. A lot of us parents are really strapped, emotionally, physically, and financially. This is something special. Back pain. Mary Mason, 66, Colfax, California, retired oncology nurse. I suffered with back pain for 25 years. It was something I had to live with because you can't take narcotic painkillers and work with patients. You have to be very clear-headed. So Tylenol was my drug of choice. That was it. As a nurse, I was skeptical about this earthing idea when I first heard about it. But I decided to give it a try, and I'm sure glad I did. I've been sleeping grounded for 4 years, and I wouldn't think of sleeping any other way. Within 2 or 3 days, I noticed a difference. I remember calling my daughter at the end of the first week and telling her that my back wasn't hurting anymore. I don't have back pain as long as I sleep on the bedpad. It was proven to me very graphically once when I went to visit my daughter in Florida for 2 weeks. I didn't take the pad, and that trip home on the plane was excruciating. As soon as I got back home, I got myself onto the pad, and the pain eased away. Another time I washed the pad and forgot to put it back on the bed that night. When you're pain-free, you don't think about it. I left it drying on the chair on the patio and woke up the next morning with pain. So I took a nap on the pad and got rid of the pain. Now I use it religiously and take it with me no matter where I go. Nothing has ever worked for me like that. It has really helped my quality of life overall. From my perspective, as someone who worked with ill patients for more than 25 years, I think that earthing could help so many patients. You could eliminate many problems and speed the healing process. Today, they give you one pill for one thing and then another for the side effects, and it goes on ad nauseum. Earthing could eliminate a lot of that. It could be extremely helpful in surgical recovery and chronic pain clinics. Anita Pointer, 61, Beverly Hills, California, singer. Throughout my adult life, I have had on and off lower back pain. I always travel a lot in connection with my work as a singer, but long flights and pulling suitcases around often bring out the pain. Sleeping grounded has helped a lot with the problem. After a recent trip, for instance, I returned home in pain. I was also feeling fatigued and a bit low. I slept on the sheets that night, and the next day the pain was gone. Plus, I had a lot of fresh energy and my mood was much lighter. Sleeping grounded has also helped improve elimination. I feel this is really doing some good for me. Electrosensitivity. Step Sinatra, whose story you will hear next, is the eldest son of co-author Stephen Sinatra. Despite all the best care that Dr. Sinatra could arrange, he and his family watched anxiously while Step's health deteriorated over several years. I don't really have to look very far to see the damage that electro pollution can do, says Dr. Sinatra. There was great fear we might lose Step. Doctors diagnosed him variously as having an autoimmune disorder, parasites, and even mercury toxicity. We now strongly believe that electro pollution set him up for internal dysfunction and negatively affected his body's innate intelligence to heal itself. He has made a remarkable recovery, literally from death's door. Step Sinatra, 33, Encinitas, California, entrepreneur. In the late 1990s, I was trading stocks on Wall Street, on a floor with 100 guys, surrounded by a battery of computers, phones, and electronics. I got my first cell phone in 1997, and another one a year later. I used them all the time. I worked in this intense environment from 9 a.m. to market closing time. I was in constant overdrive, filled with a zest for life and a desire to experience it all. I was young, strong, and healthy. I worked hard, took enormous risks, and felt I could handle it all. I was living the Manhattan lifestyle. I had an apartment on the 43rd floor that faced the World Trade Towers 5 blocks away. I didn't know it at the time, but I was being bombarded 24/7 by EMFs and cell phone tower emissions. For the 4 years I worked on Wall Street, I didn't sleep much. I was wired. In time, I began to feel something affecting my health. I thought it was the high stress level of my work. Then things started to go wrong. I developed ear, eye, and nose problems, a chronic cough, and major congestion. My symptoms got worse, but I didn't stop and listen. I felt I would get healthy later. I was making serious money and living an ego-driven, high-stress lifestyle. However, at one point, I had chest pains that my father thought might be coronary artery spasms or an early warning of a heart attack. I was 25 years old. The experience stopped me in my tracks. I realized I was really beaten down and was smart enough to know when to throw the towel in. In 2001, after the attack on the World Trade Towers, I moved to Colorado and worked on getting my health back. But I just kept deteriorating. I was starting to get scared. I set up a small office in Boulder, a trading operation, and filled it with wireless networks and cordless phones, not knowing the harm they were causing me. I worked and slept there, so I was getting hit with EMFs day and night. I still didn't understand what I had. All I knew was I was getting worse, with weight loss, weakness, severe bloating and gas, inability to digest certain foods, muscle pains, injuries, sleep issues, and food allergies. I became as tenacious about my health as I had been before trading stocks. I consulted with nutritionists, acupuncturists, far-out alternative therapists, and conventional doctor after doctor. My father was also trying to help me. I did blood test after inconclusive blood test. Nobody knew what was wrong. I kept fading away, losing 2 or 3 pounds a month no matter what I did. I had to get out of trading, but I still needed my laptop and cell phone because I worked for myself. I began to strongly suspect that EMFs were harmful because exposure made me feel worse. I don't know if I was always sensitive to EMFs or developed an extreme sensitivity on Wall Street. My father had me see some of the best doctors in the country he knew. Nobody could figure it out. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and read almost every book I could get my hands on, and still I got worse. I spent $20,000 of my own money at one famous clinic, and they couldn't figure anything out. They just said I had an endocrine problem. It was scary knowing that something was seriously wrong, and yet no doctor knew why I got sick or why I was doing so poorly. Only one thing was clear in all the confusion. I became a defenseless host vulnerable to heavy metals and any parasite that came along. I reached a culmination point in 2007 when I went to a clinic for parasite infection. I spent 3 weeks on parasitic medicines and a raw food diet to help cleanse my body. However, I lost another 35 pounds in several weeks. My body completely shut down, and I had to be hospitalized. I was 6 feet tall and weighed 83 pounds. My liver, kidney, and blood tests were off the charts. And there I was in hospital, surrounded by a lot of electromagnetic monitoring devices and equipment. I couldn't eat or digest any food. I had to be fed via intravenous nutrition. That's what saved me, along with the prayers and love from family and friends. I was in the hospital for 40 days. In the beginning, it looked like I wouldn't make it. The doctors gave me a 1% chance. If I did live, they had no idea what my life would be like, because my body had eaten most of itself. I was in excruciating pain. I couldn't go to the bathroom because I was pretty much paralyzed. I was utterly vulnerable. There were times I was so weak that if a visitor walked into the room talking on a cell phone, I would feel nauseous. If somebody brought a laptop to show me pictures, I couldn't look at it for more than a minute. I was that sensitive and had become increasingly aware of my sensitivity. One night I almost choked while taking a sip of water and I thought I was gone. So did my dad, who was with me. But in that moment, something divine manifested, a sort of spiritual awakening or angelic intervention. I suddenly knew that we create our fears, dreams, and almost everything else. It was the worst and best moment of my life at the same time. I realized that with the intention of spirit, I could create anything. I asked God for a miracle, and my prayer was answered. I felt reconnected and knew I would recover. I felt all I wanted to do was help people. This was my purpose and I had a message. I started to reverse course and improve. In the spring of 2008, I was strong enough to leave the hospital. I was still super fragile though. My father talked to me around this time about earthing, even just sitting with my bare feet on the grass. As the weather warmed up, I started sitting, standing, and walking barefoot a bit. I noticed my strength coming back slowly. I made sure that there were very few electromagnetic gadgets in my vicinity. Once I had a big relapse when cordless phones and wireless internet were set up in the room I was recovering in. I developed a salmonella infection in my bladder and had to be hospitalized again. After that, I obtained an electromagnetic detector that alerted me to the unseen EMFs harming me. I became extremely wary about my environment and cleared out my electrical and electronic stuff. I immediately felt and slept better. I didn't use a computer for the first 9 months out of the hospital. I wouldn't even look at one. I stopped speaking on a cell phone unless absolutely necessary, and that might be only once or twice a month. I only used a corded phone and a computer connected to a landline, no wireless. Shortly after I got out of the hospital, I started sleeping grounded. It was amazing. The first few nights, I got perhaps 6 or 7 hours of sleep, but I woke up feeling better each day, compared to sleeping 9 or 10 hours previously and waking up feeling poorly. I felt such a dramatic boost in energy and health that I have not slept ungrounded since. When I travel, I take my grounding sheet with me. On one trip, I arrived at my hotel rather late and set up my sheet. I slept very poorly that night and realized the next morning I had forgotten to connect it. That was a big confirmation for me that earthing was very effective and instrumental in my healing. I've actually been able to handle more EMFs as I got stronger. When I use a computer, I have my feet on a grounded floor mat, so I'm able to stay on the computer much longer than before. If I'm not grounded, after about 10 minutes I get hot, sweaty and uncomfortable. Today, at 150 pounds, I am stronger than I have been in years. I'm blessed to be alive. I pray that others become more aware of EMFs without having to endure the path that I did and can live this wonderful gift of life to the fullest. Jet lag. Jim Bagnola, 60, Austin, Texas, leadership consultant and corporate educator. In my work, I travel all over the world, so jet lag is always an issue. In my experience, going barefoot and sleeping grounded are the fastest ways to realign to a far-flung time zone. I also sleep more soundly, with more lucid dreaming, and feel stronger physically. In the past, I have tried all kinds of treatments, remedies, and gadgets to counteract jet lag. Walking on grass and sleeping grounded works for me the most effectively. After returning home to Texas from a recent trip to France, England, and Romania, I recovered within a couple of days. It would otherwise take me a week after an extended trip like that. When I arrive at foreign destinations and check into my hotel, I walk barefoot on grass wherever I can find it. This has been a hilarious experience at times. I travel to Romania quite a bit, and in downtown Bucharest, I take advantage of a good patch of grass in front of the National Theatre next door to the Intercontinental Hotel. As I do my 20 minutes of barefoot walking, people will often stop and watch me circling the grassy area in my bare feet. Some ask what I'm doing. I attempt to tell them about grounding and jet lag, and they look at me as if I'm crazy. Many cannot speak English, so it makes the situation rather humorous. I did get a bee sting once, so I have to be careful where I walk, but otherwise it works great. Sciatica. Mike Miller, 62, Encinitas, California, retired software engineer. I have had sciatica since 1966, over 40 years. I pulverized my 4th, 5th, and 6th lumbar vertebrae in a car accident and have lived with a great deal of pain and discomfort ever since. There is nothing medically that can be done about the situation except to take aspirin. Aspirin actually works pretty well, but not perfectly. It does not eliminate the pain, but relieves the swelling, which reduces the pain to a manageable level. For 42 years, I have basically taken 2 aspirin every night. My symptoms were extremely painful shooting pains, usually down my right leg to the knee, and sometimes all the way to the middle of the foot, which contracts like a fist. I say usually because in some cases it would switch to the left leg, and on really bad nights affect both legs. Additionally, I was dealing with a constant low-grade pain in the lower back, the muscles around the knees, back of the thighs, and the calves of both legs. The pain was there every night. It exhausted me. I usually took about 1.5 hours to fall asleep, and when I did finally fall asleep, it was from exhaustion. When I woke up, I usually felt like I had jet lag or a hangover. In early 2008, I started sleeping grounded, and everything changed. I experienced an immediate cessation of all the symptoms. I was stunned. I couldn't get over it. I just laid down and went right to sleep, without a sciatic attack. I woke up the next day and said, "Hey, I slept all night." That was the first time I slept through the night in 5 years. I didn't have to go through my nightly ritual of discomfort before falling off to sleep. From the very beginning, I knew this was something special. I have been using the pad every night since, plugging into my wall socket. I even took the pad camping and used a grounding rod with it so I could sleep out in our camper without the least discomfort. That's a first too. In general, I have no symptoms or pain or need for medication, as long as I behave myself. By that I mean not lifting something too heavy or otherwise overdoing it, which unfortunately I do from time to time. I'll irritate the nerve and have to take 3 aspirins to cut the pain. The next day, though, I'm okay again. The results have been remarkable. I couldn't do much for years, and any kind of stress would aggravate my condition. I wasn't able to garden for 4 years. Now I'm able to garden again and do light physical work. I can handle stress better, and I have my life back again. Sleep apnea. Daryl James, 83, Palm Springs, California, business consultant and writer. Increasingly, over a period of a few years, I would wake up a few times a night gasping for breath. Finally, I went to a sleep clinic. The tests indicated that I had a moderate case of sleep apnea, with episodes where I would stop breathing for 20 seconds at a time. A lot of sleep apnea patients die in their sleep. I didn't want to be one of them. I was told to get a CPAP machine. I did just that. I used it every night, and it helped me sleep without interruption. But I didn't like using the device. It's not very comfortable. After hearing about grounding and how it improves sleep, I decided to give it a try and see if it could possibly help my situation. It did. There were times when the CPAP face mask was too uncomfortable, so I removed it. And even without it, I was able to get through the night without any problem. I noticed this within a few months of grounding. Now I've been sleeping grounded for about almost a year and hardly ever need to use the CPAP anymore. I've been able to wean myself off. I had a serious condition, and there is no doubt the grounding helped me cope and recover. Stress relief. Scott Hyatt, 45, Northern California law enforcement officer. I work in narcotics, and my life can be very stressful, from the people I come into contact with, and for making time for court and for family and everything else. In my work, I can be 1 minute on surveillance, sitting there and nothing's happening, and the next minute, I'm out of the car and running, trying to get my raid vest on and my weapon out, so the stresses are from 0 up to 100 miles an hour at any given time. Sleep takes a hit in all this irregularity. My sleep routine was skewed at best, so there's a lot of fatigue. In my job, I've broken my foot, my hand, my nose, and my wrist, so there are also aches and pains from that, as well as a stiff back from wearing gun belts and raid vests. I've been sleeping grounded for about 6 years, and it made a huge difference. I used to be up a lot in the middle of the night, tossing and turning, fluffing my pillow, getting up, stretching, getting back into bed. And after I started using the bed pad, I've been getting a better quality of sleep. Maybe not as much time as I would like because we still have strange hours we have to work with, but the quality of sleep really improved. There's also been a big difference in the aches and pains. They're gone. I didn't even really notice it until after about 6 months or so. I woke up one morning and got right out of bed, and there were no aches and pains, no sore back, no sore feet. It was amazing. I had probably not had any pain or stiffness before that, but I hadn't noticed it. I'm an avid runner, so I'm used to the aches and pains of my ankles, knees, and hip flexors. They were gone as well. When I was out running later that day, it just kept reoccurring to me that something had changed, and it wasn't my job, it wasn't my eating habits, it wasn't anything else. I could only put it to the bed pad. When I would run races like 5 kilometers, and try to beat my friends, I would be running faster than when I was out just on my own. The next morning I would usually be plenty sore and achy. The bed pad has taken that away as well. The aches are minimal. It's amazing. Varicose veins and bad circulation. Roland Perez, 66, Palm Desert, California. Medical film producer. Experts say that some people are likely to inherit varicose veins, and I appear to be one of them. My mother had a severe case, and so did I. It left my feet up to the ankles almost black in some places, particularly on the instep. The veins were getting smaller, and the circulation was not very good. My feet were very cold, and as I walked around, I didn't have much feeling in them. I could walk on cold tile and not feel the cold. I didn't know what to do about it. There was nothing that doctors could do for it. Then I heard about earthing and got a grounded bed pad. It was a Sunday afternoon when I first tried it out. I lay there for about 20 minutes watching television. There had been no pain before. Now there was bad pain. The feet started to spasm. I jumped up and said, "Done, I'm not doing this." The next day I spoke to Clint Ober and told him about the pain. He suggested that what I had experienced was not uncommon and was very likely part of an initial healing response, so I decided to continue. Within 2 days, the pain went away. It was replaced by a tingling in my feet for about 3 weeks. Then I started to notice that the color in my feet was getting lighter. I thought to myself that this couldn't be possible. It's not something that you could clear up, but it was clearing up. Before, my feet used to get very dry, crack, and sometimes bleed. I would develop sores, all a result of bad circulation. Slowly, my feet softened on the bottom. The cracking and bleeding stopped. These improvements happened within 2 months. I hadn't said anything to my wife. One day during breakfast, she noticed my feet. She was surprised. "Your feet look really good," she said. By 5 months, the color of my feet had cleared up completely, both feet. My wife has varicose veins on the back of her legs, and she used to put makeup on the back of her legs. She wondered if grounding would help her. After 6 weeks, one leg was totally clear. The other has a slight purplish curved line. The legs have definitely improved. We haven't done anything other than be grounded. The yogis knew. John Gray, 58, Mill Valley, California. Author of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, HarperCollins, 92. The concept of earthing resonates deeply with me. I have in fact done something similar since 1995 when I was in India and studying with teachers of the Indian meditation system. It was recommended to me that for the best results in my practice, I should sleep and meditate on a deer skin, and the deer skin should be on the ground. This was the tradition of the yogis. The teacher said there was energy from above that comes to the earth and then comes to you if you stay connected to the earth. The yogis, of course, would meditate for long periods of time and always do so on an animal skin. They often lived in caves where they would be surrounded by the earth. They would also put down little sheets and sleep on earthen or marble floors as well. The Christian mystics had practices like this. They would go out into the desert and meditate in nature, knowing that the results were better. When I was in India, I wasn't very interested in sleeping on the ground. The yogis said that there was another option for me, something that the kings did when they studied yogic techniques in the past, and apparently received benefits in terms of longer life. The option was the use of a bedsheet made with copper material that was connected to a copper rod outside, placed in the ground. I guess they did a lot with metal thousands of years ago. They certainly had some specific knowledge. I obtained a setup like this in India and used it in my home. At the time, I had some pain from bursitis in the shoulder. I'd had it for 2 or 3 years. I would feel it particularly when I woke up. Then after sleeping on the Indian sheets for a while, the pains were not there anymore. I had the Indian sheets for about 12 years and enjoyed them very much. Then I moved the bed and the original wire wouldn't reach, so I stopped using the copper sheets for a while. Then I heard of Clint Ober's work and obtained some conductive sheets that he had developed. One of the first things I noticed is that I could no longer sleep later than 8 a.m. Even if I am up late the night before, there is no way I can sleep past 8 a.m. Yet I am up at that time, fully refreshed. That's part of normalizing the circadian rhythm. Your cortisol level is highest at that time. There's no possibility anymore of sleeping late for me when I'm on those sheets. Other people who I have turned on to earthing have had positive experiences. I've heard about arthritic pains going away in a few days and restless legs immediately calming down.